it's really quite unbearable to live like this anymore. He is a vile and disgusting man. And it's mostly over parking. We've just had the final incident at the weekend, and we have.
I was going to say, I mean, Linda, I notice you sound very shaky today.
I suffer with bad panic attacks, and since the incident at the weekend,
yeah,
they're through the roof.
I was going to say, you sound, because you called in, didn't you, to a phone-in that I was doing a little while ago, and I said to you, look, Linda, I'm going to try to get you some help. And I've noticed today you're talking to me and you sound a bit shaky, you sound a bit panicky.
I am. It just...
What happened at the weekend, then, to get you in this state?
He's damaged my car again.
How has he damaged your car?
I have a 12-inch gouge in my bumper.
And how do you know that was him?
We saw him.
How did he do it?
With his car. He was trying to reverse in front of my car, and he his car is quite large, and he can't park, and just took my car with it.
Right. And do you think he did it on purpose, or was it an accident?
Absolutely.
This is obviously very stressful for you.
Mm.
You're living there.
We've decided to move. End of.
Since when? When have you made that decision?
Saturday.
On Saturday. Because it's got too bad.
Yeah. We can't leave the house without him opening his blinds and windows and staring. I can't do this anymore. I can't.